as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling? Let's do it, man.
We are Vuk, and this is our song Before.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House, and this week we're taking over the Monocle Arts Review to bring you some of our favourite live music performances from 2016. Today's session comes from one of the best trios to come out of Iceland recently, Vuk. The synth-poppers released two EPs in 2015 and have been slowly trickling out follow-up singles throughout this year. We look forward to seeing what they get up to in 2017. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for performing for us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
I just wanted to start by talking about where you come from. You're Icelandic, but whereabouts in Iceland are you from?
It's called Hafnarfjörður.
Yeah.
It's it's kind of like Shoreditch is for London.
Okay.
It is a town outside of Reykjavik, but it's fastly becoming just Reykjavik, so.
Yeah.
So has that got a pretty good music scene then?
Yes. Yes, I would say so.
There's been quite a few like major Icelandic bands in Iceland that come from our town, but most of them haven't gone abroad.
This song is called Waiting.
Somewhere that you go and write music and maybe more isolated parts of Iceland, like somebody's grandmother's house near a lake or somewhere. Yeah. Are you know, you have a song called Waterfalls. Are you inspired by the sort of amazing elements that you're exposed to in Iceland?
Yeah, that was the first song we wrote together, Waterfall, as a band.
As a three-piece.
Yeah.
After Oliver joined us.
It happened with us all three, totally involved with it. And we were in this isolated place. It's, what is it called?
Hópið.
Hópið, yeah. Hóp, yeah.
Vesturhópsvatn.
Yes. I understand.
It's Oli's grandparents' summer house, and there's no phone connection or internet connection, and we stayed there for a week.
Bad internet and phone connection, really bad.
Yeah, depends on if you have a nice phone or not.
And where you're in the summer house, where there's just some spots that works.
Just walk up on the mountain or take the boat out to the middle of the lake, and there you find a little bit of phone connection.
Yeah. But it was amazing. And yeah, I would say that it inspires us around us, you know.
And do you find that you write better when you're in that sort of environment?
I'd say so, because there's so many distractions every day. You know, people are calling you and you have to do a lot of stuff. So isolating yourself without any outside involvement, it definitely helps.
Yeah, if you want to really focus on...
Definitely been inspired by the XX when we started out, but it's mostly from 90s trip-hop. Bands like Massive Attack and Portishead are big inspirations for us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Icelandic artists that we all love is Emiliana Torrini.
Yeah, we love her.
She has been a very big influence on me personally, at least, mm-hmm. When I was younger. And but there are so many bands we could sit all day and count them up. So.
And what did you grow up listening to? What was big in Iceland when you were growing up?
Emiliana Torrini, she was really big then.
Well, there was this, of course, grunge. Everybody listening to Nirvana and Foo Fighters later on, and there was a lot of Deftones and Blur.
Yeah, there was a lot of rock. Yeah,
I listened a lot to Led Zeppelin when I was little. I think Emiliana Torrini and The Best Of by Led Zeppelin, that was like my two first albums.
And you guys started off just forming the band to take part in a battle of the bands, and then what made you decide to carry on afterwards?
Because we won the competition, so we kind of had to and wanted to, of course. We didn't have a lot of songs, so we had to write songs to perform concert, just not, we only had three songs.
Yeah,
so
our first concert was like 10 minutes long.
Yeah, thank you. Bye bye.
The song is called Waterfall.
You've You've been listening to an archive edition of the Sessions at Midori House featuring Icelandic group Verk. Tune in at the same time all this week when we'll be replaying some of our favourite performances from 2016, including London soul singer Jones, Australian folkster Julia Jacklin, and Brooklyn rocker Sunflower Bean. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.
You're not the only one.